649 1320 WILS. This new study looking at marijuana, you know, they say it won't kill you, but it apparently will increase your chances of stroke and heart failure. Stroke by 26%, heart failure by 10%. Dr. John Duncan with us. He's the CEO of Viascan, a company that specializes in the early detection of heart problems. Find him at 123bodyscan.com. Dr. Duncan, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, and we've talked several times. I know you're a vegetarian, that your heart scan's completely clear, no blockages, no buildup of any kind. Have you ever smoked in your life?
Yes, I actually had a smoking addiction habit from the time I was probably about 14 till I was about 20.
Wow, that's 20. That's an early age to quit. How'd you cut it off at 20?
Well, I got married, and my wife was pregnant with our first child, and she was about 8 months pregnant, and she made a serendipity comment, something to the effect that, don't you know that you're smoking, the smoke that I'm inhaling could put our baby at risk? And so she said the right thing at the right time, and put a guilt trip on me, and so I immediately stopped.
Incredible. Never went back. I should ask you, how were you able to get away with smoking at 14? That's a tough age to smoke.
Well, you know, kind of like all other teenagers, you know, I participate in athletics, and it was kind of popular amongst the athletes. You wouldn't really expect that, but most of the athletes where I went to high school in central Indiana, it was not uncommon that would smoke cigarettes, kind of be cool as a teenager.
Hmm. Well, I should note, too, here in Michigan, we have medical marijuana. We know more and more people are, you know, likely going to smoke as it may or may not become more legalized. Well, the study, does that surprise you that marijuana actually can increase the chances of stroke and heart failure?
Well, let's look at the study a little bit. You know, all studies are not created equal. You know, there are what we call epidemiologic studies, where we look at populations and communities, like community up in Michigan where you live, and that information can be valuable, but it's not as ironclad as a cause and effect when we do studies where we give one group of people a particular treatment and we withhold it in a control group. Those studies are the highest level.
Yeah, like almost like a double blind type thing, right? They looked at 20 million records. What do you make of the analysis then?
Well, and that's right. That was the comment I was going to make. This looked at 20 million records and people that were 18 to 55 that were discharged from a hospital. And what they found is about 1.5% of these people use marijuana. So then they evaluated if they had any health complications in that particular group, and they found that the risk for stroke and heart failure was much higher compared to people that indicated that they did not use marijuana. So it led these researchers to conclude that maybe there's some negative health impacts about marijuana that we previously did not know.
So are you saying there's a problem with the analysis here?
No, I'm not saying problem with analysis. It's just that we have to interpret the results based on how the study was done. And so this study wasn't really designed to give us ironclad proof that marijuana necessarily causes strokes or causes heart failure. This was a statistical study that looked at the relationship between people that indicated they did smoke marijuana and whether they got stroke or heart failure. That may be radically different than a cause and effect.
Dr. John Duncan, 123bodyscan.com. I'm guessing you've had smokers on your machine, right, where you've scanned their lungs and their hearts and so on?
What
does that look like?
You know, there are national guidelines now to show that we can save many people's lives, and people that are current tobacco users or that have smoked for years and recently quit, because when we do the CT scans, we find the lung cancers very small, what we call stage one. And stage one detection of lung cancer is the most effective in terms of cost and life. We can, it's the least cost and the greatest savings in life. And that's been documented, and now we have national guidelines to do lung cancer screening.
I should have Viascan, too. You can actually look for other issues, right, like a buildup, right, something like a plaque buildup in the arteries, all that kind of thing.
Right.
When you look at a smoker, I mean, does a scan look horrible, or what do you see there?
Well, you know, smokers really present with, not only do the scans look different, smokers look different. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's never dawned on you or to the listeners, but if you kind of get in your mind, people that you know smoke and smoke for several years, look at their appearance. They usually have much more wrinkling, and they look much older than they really are. They kind of surprise you when you ask, what is your age? And they say, I'm 50. They look like maybe they're 65 or 70. Hmm. And so it has a tremendous impact on your skin. We wouldn't really think of that. We think of smoking and automatically go to lung cancer, but it can change your appearance and how you look as well. But when we do these scans in smokers, we see several things. We see all kinds of lung problems. I had a scan of a lady today that smoked. We see emphysema. Mm-hmm. We see bronchitis. We see a lot of lung problems. We also see, and you wouldn't necessarily associate the two, we see a great increase in heart attack rate in smokers, more so than in non-smokers. It's almost double the rate of heart attacks.
And why is that? I mean, why? Go ahead.
Great question. And the preliminary science seems to indicate that smoking makes this plaque vulnerable to break off and precipitate or trigger heart attack. So mm-hmm. rather than the plaque being stable, like it might be in a non-smoker, and so the plaque wouldn't break and then therefore trigger a heart attack, in tobacco users, for some reason, it really makes this plaque unstable and prone to break off and cause heart attacks. So that's a real danger in smokers.
Do you think there's a difference between the dangers of smoking tobacco and the marijuana smoke that people inhale?
Well, this study is kind of an interesting study because it hasn't been studied nearly to the level as tobacco has. But this study is suggesting that maybe it's not as innocent as what you know, a lot of people might let on, and maybe it was just because it hadn't been studied as much. But this study certainly suggests that more research is needed to understand the relationship between marijuana use and important health outcomes.
Hmm. Now, I know Dr. John Duncan with us, 123bodyscan.com. This is WILS. I know you're a vegetarian. I know you haven't smoked then for most of your life either. Alcohol, do you consume alcohol? Is that a problem?
You know, the studies, I think science is pretty clear that most people associate health benefits and alcohol with wine consumption. Mm-hmm. But the medical literature indicates that there's really no distinction between wine and beer and liquor, in that if you moderate one drink a day, let's say, the relationship to heart health and maybe overall health is a good one. It's when you go beyond the one drink a day, and I have people that come in and they say, well, okay, one drink a day, there's 7 days a week, so I'll not drink Monday through Friday, and on Saturday I'll have 8 or 10 of them. Well, that's faulty logic, because that's binge drinking, and the body really can't handle excessive amounts of alcohol all at once.
But I've never understood, why would alcohol, which doesn't seem, I can't imagine creating blockages, why does it increase the rate of the potential of a heart attack and so on?
Well, as I say, one drink a day actually prevents
it, okay.
Heart attacks. It's protective and not a negative impact.
Okay, but if you overdo it, something else happens, huh?
Well, it can, because, you know, the heart's a muscle, and too much alcohol can make the muscle weaken. And so you can get into situations like heart failure and other conditions that are not good for, you know, health and longevity.
Mm. Dr. John Duncan, man, this is, I guess part of it, with the work you do, you see inside the body, it probably affects how you think about health in general. Is that fair to say?
Yes. What we focus on at Viascan is on early detection and prevention. Some of the brightest minds in the medical science world have indicated that if we screen men and women 40 to 45 years of age and older with this heart scan that we do, and find this plaque when it's tiny and small and treat it rather than delay or deny treatment until it's very advanced, we could probably prevent at least 50% of the heart attacks. Why we have screening programs.
Would most of us be depressed if we saw a scan of what's going on inside of us?
Yes, because that's the other side of that coin. Most people, they know the healthy things to do, but there's a disconnect in that they don't do it. And it's because they can't see a problem inside and they can't feel it. So they then assume their health is good. When I scan them and show inside their coronary arteries, now even when they see the small, tiny plaque, now they get it. Uh-huh. Now they start being compliant to lifestyle and the medications that the doctors prescribe. That's the magic.
That makes so much sense. Once you see it, because in your mind you think, I feel fine, right? But when you see it, yeah, not so fine. Dr. John Duncan, find him at 123bodyscan.com. He is the CEO of ViaScan, 123bodyscan.com. Dr. Duncan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on. Have a good evening.
You too. Good night, everyone.